lived in Greenwich Village, and before he was dead, he wrote 57 stories that were not very long, a couple mystery novels and a prize-winning song, one song on his Smith Corona. Ned left me his apartment, and it's got a great vibe, plus a lot of great scotch, so I just had to imbibe. I sat around one evening and I had me a few, waiting for the muse to come and drop me a clue, one clue on that Smith Corona. But I woke up with a headache and some really bad hair, and I stumbled from the village way up to Times Square, feeling so pathetic till I met a little man who had a little monkey. So I made a little plan, one plan for that Smith Corona. See, I heard about this contest, and since I like to sing, I thought I'd throw my hat into the songwriting ring. I got my uncle's eyebrows and genetics are strong. I sure can't write a novel, but there's maybe a song, one song in that Smith Corona. See, there's this theory that a monkey, if he had enough time, could type up all of Shakespeare, including the rhyme. I read all the requirements this contest has got, not one forbid a monkey, so I figured why not? One monkey for one song on my Smith Corona. So I brought the monkey home to my Uncle Ned's place, ordered up some takeout, and I showed him the space. He was ready for the challenge, 'cause he started to type. So I went down to the hookah bar to smoke me a pipe. One monkey for one pipe for one song on my Smith Corona. I got back to the apartment in the middle of the night, to a wide open door and the lights burning bright. When I looked around, I found the monkey was gone, along with the scotch and the takeout Szechuan. No monkey, no booze, no food, no song, one Smith Corona. Just me and that Smith Corona.